It's 8:35. We have clouds and 37 degrees right now. Joining us in our studios is Sam Temple from Northfield Public Broadcasting, NPB. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on this less than lovely spring morning, but we're getting to spring.
It is spring, so we've got that for you.
We'll take that.
Yeah, it's better than winter.
Yes.
Boy, it's about time for some baseball as well.
That's right.
You know, we talked last year about the St. Paul Saints, and you were broadcasting some of their games. Have you re-upped with them?
Yes, absolutely. So the St. Paul Saints do a great job with the community television network, and especially before they became a Twins affiliate, I just had a conversation with Sean Aronson from the Saints, and he talked about how the community television network was really there for the Saints, you know, before they, you know, before they hit it big, before they got this affiliation with the Twins in the AAA, and before then they were, you know, the hometown baseball team. They were the little guy, and they acknowledge the people that were there for them, and that includes the community television network. So they feel very strongly about continuing that relationship as they become a Twins affiliate, and the relationship with the Minnesota Twins is very positive. We had a great interview with him. We'll be airing some snippets of that soon on NPB. But we're really excited to get this going. We have the home opener on April 12th for the Saints. You can tune in. That'll be broadcast live on NPB. You can stream it live as well. And we're very excited to have that. It just seems to be a great arrangement for everyone involved.
It really does. You know, they started off as the little guy, the upstart in the independent league, and really kept on with the traditions that brought them success in the lower ranks. And now, add to that, all of a sudden we've got real good players that are just about to go to the major leagues, and even some major leaguers who come down to rehab for a few days.
I had so much fun. I didn't have fun that Byron Buxton got injured or Luis Arraez got injured, but boy, it was fun to say that I had them on NPB. So, that felt pretty cool.
That'll up the ratings.
Exactly.
No doubt about
at the very least, it bumped up my happiness. So. So that was a lot of fun. And Sean Aronson said that, really, the Twins say, you do what you do best, we'll leave you alone, we'll give you players, but other than that, you do what you're good at, and that's what they're doing. And we are lucky enough to benefit. We don't know the exact number of games that we'll have on NPB. They're still working out the minutiae of that with the community television network. We for sure have their first stretch of games. That is the 12th, 13th, and 14th of April that we will have their home opener and the first three games of their home field season.
All right. And we are also are an affiliate of the St. Paul Saints, have at least some collaboration as far as marketing the product and such. Mm-hmm. So we have season tickets, and we'll be giving away a lot of season tickets to the St. Paul Saints game. We have four for each game.
So lovely.
I know it's fun going to their game, watching that live and in person. Mm-hmm. Listen, you know, you were talking before we went on the air about the Minnesota Vixen.
Yeah.
And I have no idea what the Minnesota Vixen is. I didn't know there was a team. Tell me about that.
Yeah. So, and I think that's where a lot of people are coming from. So when we initially got this offer with the community television network to have the Minnesota Vixen on, I didn't know initially what it was. I didn't know if there'd be interest, but the more I learned about it, the more I was like, okay, this is something that Northfield can really sink its teeth into and support. The Minnesota Vixen is a professional women's football team. It's full contact. They play at the highest level of play available for women in professional football. And the Minnesota Vixen are actually the oldest team. They predate the league. They are the oldest continuously running women's football team in the country. And they were the runner-up for the championship last year. They begin play April 9th, and we will be having their home opener live on NPB as well. We have six games so far that will be covered on the community television network and pumped out to NPB. We're hoping for more, but otherwise we have six games this season to introduce and get people hooked on the Vixen.
And April 9th, that's this coming Saturday,
that's right.
Isn't it?
That's right. Yeah, so you can tune in. I believe that is at 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock in the evening, Saturday night.
Yes.
All right, the Minnesota Vixen.
Yeah.
Sam Temple is with us from Northfield Public Broadcasting. What else have been up to? You know, last we talked to you a month ago. We were talking about the state of the city address and filming that. And do you have the finished product of that together?
Yes, the finished product of that is done. That was really fun to be able to use the in-house Carlton system because, you know, the state of the city takes place in Crankham Hall. So it was fun to use their system and play around with, you know, their cameras and the stuff that they have mounted. So we got the footage for that. We put it it together. That is available online, the City of Northfield YouTube page, and of course on NPB. You can stream on demand or whenever it happens to be scheduled to run. And I'm very happy with how that turned out from the communications perspective. You know, because what is an address like that? It's communicating ideas, it's communicating things like that, and Rhonda Pownell put together a really great program with that. Very open to incorporating more video elements, very open to incorporating new pieces like simultaneous Spanish translation and ASL translator up on stage, trying to make it as equitable and accessible as possible. So we had that for the live event, and now, after the fact, we have those subtitles available on YouTube as well. I'm very happy with how this turned out, and in terms of efforts of making it equitable and making it inclusive and accessible to as many community members as possible.
No, I have to check that out. Once again, that'll be available on your website, and yep. It's going to be broadcast on channel 180
and 187. That's
187,
right.
187, okay. Yes. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
What else? Anything else from last month or this month coming up?
So in the last month, since the State of the City, still kind of waking up from that, but we had a PSA with Police Chief Elliott talking about preventing opioid poisoning, and we're doing more programming, not just with the police department, but with a lot of community partners talking about Rice County's response to the opioid pandemic, because it really isn't just Northfield can't solve that issue in a vacuum. You know, it requires partners, it requires effort along community lines, and Rice County as a whole has received a lot of acclaim for what's called a rural model. So we'll be learning more about that. We're producing a longer form video explaining what Rice County has done, who the Northfield Police Department has partnered with, who HCI and all these different other organizations have come together to really try and tackle this issue, you know, and in earnest do everything they can in a multifaceted approach. And one of the steps to that is being able to prevent poisonings at home. You know, knowing the signs of an overdose and having the means available, whether it's Narcan or even just knowing that you can call the police if someone's having an overdose and there won't be, you know, criminal charges attached to that. Because, you know, health and safety is the top priority when it comes to opioid poisonings. So we have a PSA on that, and there's more information to come. The other side is we're continuing our partnership with Clean River Partners. Clean River Partners does a lot of great work within the Northfield and the greater Northfield community. They have been helping us put together a series of videos on everyday things you can do to use less water, to contribute to a cleaner environment, a cleaner Cannon River watershed. And our most recent piece was how to use less water with every flush, every use of the toilet. How can you use less water? Kevin Strauss from Clean River Partners has been very patient with me as I try out different rudimentary, you know, animation and illustration pieces just to try and illustrate what we're talking about a little more. So he's indulged me there.
Now, animation and illustration, I didn't know you did that.
I wouldn't go so far as to say I do. I certainly try and am working on the basics of that. Luckily, the city and NPB has been very, very supportive of new educational opportunities and trying out those new skills. So I wouldn't go so far as to say what I do is animation, but I can scribble something on a notepad and make it move on a computer. I'll start there, and maybe in a few months we'll see about animation.
Well, I'm looking forward to see the finished product. Watch your evolution as a cartoonist,
hey,
as an animator.
All right.
Sam, is there anything else you'd like to mention while we have you on?
You know, we've got a lot of really great programming. I'm very happy to see so many local nonprofits, so many different city departments, a lot of different groups taking advantage of what the communications department as a whole offers, and specifically what Northfield Public Broadcasting offers. So the community is just going to see more and more of us. You know, we're doing our best to keep up with the output that people are demanding and asking of us. And what a fantastic problem to have. Because if we're constantly moving from, okay, we can do this project, then we do this project, and this project, and this project, that means we're in high demand. That means the messaging is getting out. That means public awareness of NPB is increasing. And that is such a a joyous thing to have happen. Hopefully the community just sees more and more of us, becomes more aware of us, and we continue to be in high demand.
All right. And also, as far as contributions, if somebody would like to contribute to the programming, are you still looking for...
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Always. This is a community message board. This is, like anything else, this is a public forum. So anyone could submit programming to NPB if they're in the Northfield community, and if they're beyond the Northfield community, if you can make the argument that it is relevant to the Northfield community, you can certainly do that. Though, of course, Northfield residents will be given programming priority over that. So, you know, we do not exercise editorial control. It really is a public forum. So anyone can submit, and I encourage people to do so.
All right. Sab, thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I'll
have
see
a great
you next
April.
Month.
Yeah, we'll see you next
too.
Month. Once again, Sam Temple from NPB, Northfield Public Broadcasting. You're listening to The One. We've got Jim coming up with another traffic report. We cut him off a little bit early. I don't know what happened there, but I've got an updated report coming up next.
Graphic Mailbox means business. Our team of experts focuses on saving you time and money by ensuring you get the right products and services at the right price in a single quick visit. We can pack and ship almost anything to almost anywhere in the world. But shipping is only one way we can help make your life easier. In addition to our pack and ship service, we are also Northfield's one-stop